This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thanks for being here, folks, for another hour of What's on Your Mind. 550 K Fire, our mothership for What's on Your Mind on the radio network here. The legendary voice of the Northern Plains, Bismarck Mandan, of five states, two Canadian provinces. Of course, AM 1100, the flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley for our friends in western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. Up there in the Boom and Bakken, northwest North Dakota into Montana is KTGO 1090 on the western edge, KLTC at 1460 on your radio dial. Wherever you're tuned in, even iHeartMedia and our podcast, we appreciate you listening to the program and glad you're here. A fun hour this hour planned for you. Jesse Veeder will be here, Nashville recording artist out of beautiful McKenzie County, North Dakota, columnist, rancher there, and author now of a new book called Coming Home. We're going to talk a little bit about that. David Wrighton will be here. David's the president of Hust Fest again this year. The Norris Hust Fest, of course, is legendary, 40 years now? I think it's up to, this might be the 40th year of the Hust Fest. Their ticket sale kickoff for the season is tomorrow. So we wanted you to know about that before it hit. And then Chris Berg from Point of View here to talk about lots of things. He'll have some news about the Dakota Access Pipeline on the program tonight. Oil now flowing from the Bakken to the refinery, so it is as it was supposed to be. So how about that? All coming up on the program today. Of course, you can join us at any point. I mentioned earlier the 24-7 line is that 855-200-1776 line, 855-200-1776, extension 1 to leave a message or 2 to chat with us live on the air. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. Or me at 701-367-2054. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. As a parent, I don't often think about the kind of energy world my kids will inhabit, grow up in, take over when I'm long gone. But as North Dakotans, you know, we really ought to, because without secure energy, some real issues there. Number one, affordability, just what that does to the cost of everything. But reliability as well. Certainly without lignite energy, affordable, reliable energy, some of the most affordable energy on Earth. And we have this 800-year economically recoverable supply of that clean, beautiful coal, as Donald Trump says, right here in North Dakota. Find out more about this and engage in the issue. It's important. If you want secure energy, you want affordable, reliable energy, you need to be part of this effort. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website. We thank them for their partnership with us here on What's on Your Mind to keep us going. Quick programming note, Senator John Hoeven, tomorrow on the program, we'll talk with him about the effort that came up one vote short by that of North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp on the Obama-era rule on methane emissions, very important in the oil and gas industry. Congressman Kramer in the weekly talk radio town hall also tomorrow. Thursday, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer will join us for another of our series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. And Friday, I'm off. Gary Emanuf, the former chair of the North Dakota Republican Party, Gary's good friend, he will be here to take over for me on Friday. I am off to chaperone a class trip for my eighth grade daughter to Valley Fair. And you may remember she sent me a text one day saying, Dad, would you do this because all my friends want you to do it because you're fun. How could I say no with that? So I said yes, and I'm doing that on Friday. So I don't know what time we get there, Todd, but maybe I could give you full reports on Valley Fair. Do you have a favorite ride at Valley Fair?
Right on the roller coaster there, Scott. Yeah. Why don't you do one of those there?
I like the roller coaster at Valley Fair because it's not one of those crazy nutso ones that goes upside down. Those should be banned
They should be against the law. They are evil.
Well, just don't get them.
As far as I'm concerned. Yeah. No, I don't. Not on the upside down ones. I'm a wuss on those. But regular roller coaster, that I can do. Okay, let me bring in our next guest to talk about something so fun, and I could use a little fun today, right? With all those crazy things in the news. I was reading part of this book, and it talks about there was a time when pickups didn't have back seats. Remember that? And she writes, kids like me, we would sit on the passenger side of the bench seat or in the middle where our knees would bump and move to make room for shifting into reverse. Our bodies barely tall enough to lift our noses up over our dash, over the dash, so we could see the landscape roll out in front of us. Can't you just get a visual of that? My snow boots could barely touch the gas pedal, but sometimes Dad would let me take the wheel, putting the old feed pickup in first gear so that it would roll slowly as I steered, and he threw grain out the back for a string of cows moving in behind us. A black line against the white landscape, the sinking sun casting long shadows behind us. Does that sound like home? Oh, man, unbelievable. Paints a great picture. Jesse Veeder is the author of a new book, Coming Home. Jesse, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Scott. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I have home envy right now. I think you have a better home.
It is a beautiful day at the ranch. All of the oak leaves are budding finally, so everything is green, and we got a good rain last night, so life is good. This is our favorite time of year, so can't complain.
And you don't ever seem to take it for granted either.
I really don't. I mean, some days, of course, let's admit, you know, everything, it's been really busy with this book tour and things, and so sometimes you have to really take a minute and remember what it is that you're doing here. But we had a great weekend. I got to kind of recharge and refresh after a few weekends of being gone. And I'm just thankful every day to be here.
You write in one part of the book about gathering memories and hearing a lot of people say you can't go home again. You've kind of bucked that trend, right?
Yeah, well, I grew up in a time, and, you know, I'm not that old, but really in a totally different economic time for this part of the state. We were told as kids to leave because there wasn't much for us back here in terms of jobs. But I didn't ever really accept that wholeheartedly. I always thought in my mind, I didn't know how, but I would be back here somehow. And it was just made that much easier, just the timing for us, because all of a sudden when we were ready, so was this place ready to have us here, young people back here and work and have good jobs. And so we're having a totally different experience than my parents and my grandparents did. And so I reflect a lot about that in the book. And how just fortunate I am that they could hang on to this place for us into 100 years, and we can take it, hopefully, and do as good of a job and bring it into the next 100 years. That would be the goal, and that's why we're here. So,
now, when you were, you talk in the book about how you went on this little mission to three different towns in 3 years, but then ultimately settled back into your grandparents' house where your dad was raised. And you're now writing your story. Was it always, I'm going to come back? Was it, three years and three different towns? Like, I don't want to do this. I'm ultimately trying to get back there. How did the journey
happen? You know, that's a really good question. I think we were, you know, I married my high school sweetheart. We both knew that we wanted to be back here eventually, but we always thought we would have to be financially, have to be a little bit older and maybe retire here. And so we were watching the economy when we were kind of traveling around to different places to live and seeing what was happening back home. With the end goal, the ultimate end goal was always to be back here. We just didn't know how soon. And it was a little bit unnerving to be in your mid-20s, and when we first got married, you know, I got married pretty young. I was just turning 23, and we lived back at the ranch for a year but didn't really live there. Chad was working in the oil industry, and I was on the road with my music for a whole year. We didn't see each other, and so we weren't ready to be back at the ranch at that time. We were too young. We still needed to see the rest of, you know, see what it is that we – I think we needed to appreciate it more, to get away and realize what it is that we needed to be doing. And so that's where we went and moved around and kind of tried to find our place and see if there was another place for us, if maybe we were being naive in the idea that this was where we wanted to live forever. So we actually picked like a spot in the mountains, and I remember having a conversation with Chad because he needed to finish his degree. And I thought, well, let's just pick a really cool spot, and you finish your school there. And so we picked Missoula. We thought the mountains would be amazing and incredible, and if we didn't, you know, fall in love with it there, then maybe we knew we needed to be back on the prairie. And we loved it. We had a great experience, but we spent a lot of time trying to climb out of the mountains, try to see out, see the weather coming, and we missed our family. And so that was kind of the indicator there that we needed to meander back. And then it was during the right time in terms of what jobs were available and things like that. So we wound our way back there. We landed in Dickinson for a couple years and then were able to live in my grandma's house. So I think it is just the same type of story that everyone has, is you look for opportunity and you look for a little bit of adventure, and then you just kind of hold your breath and hope it all works out. So
talking to Jessie Veeder today. She's a Nashville recording artist. She's a columnist. And, of course, many of us have read parts of these stories in her columns and obviously on the ranch as well. The book is called Coming Home. We'll tell you how you can get it. It's in a few bookstores and in short supply right now, which is a pleasant problem. More with Jessie Veeder after this time out on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables, but you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all, and folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you want to be certain you're buying 100% American-made fuel, fill up at the pump you own. That's right, fill up at the pump you own. You want to be certain.
What the heck Scott talking about there? PetroServe USA, you own the pump. Do you know that? That's right, it's a co-op. That's how they help America feel better. Next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or car wash, locally owned, by its customers, people just like you, PetroServe USA. Hot stuff, breakfast burrito, Lewis and Clark coffee, best cookies on the planet Earth. Tell them Scott sent you. More of our conversation now with Jesse Veeder, Nashville recording artist, columnist, rancher, and author. The new book is Coming Home. Now, if folks want to get the book, there's a few stores that have them. Is that right?
Right. They're kind of all over across the state. So Fargo at Banbros has them. Jamestown at the Dakota Store. New Rockford, Minot at Main Street Books. And then, of course, in Watford at my mom's store, Door 204 in the museum. And then in Bismarck, they have them at the museum store at the Heritage Center. And you can order copies from me on my website, jessebeetermusic.com. I'll sign them for you. I have like 10 left here. but dakotabooknet.com also has them. If you go to my website, jessebeetermusic.com, that whole list is there for you.
So where can they go to buy the one that you'll sign, jessebeetermusic.com?
Yep. Go online. I'll sign it for you. I have signed copies at my mom's store in Watford, too. But, yeah, I'll sign them. Or, yeah, if you ever come to one of my shows, I'll sign them for you, too.
What is some of the favorite feedback you've gotten on the book?
You know, my favorite part of doing this project, I mean, because it was tough. This is a compilation of all of the writing I've done since I moved back and some new things. There's recipes in there. Some poetry and a lot of photos. And so that's been really fun because a lot of my readers just read me in the paper. They might not log into the Meanwhile Back at the Ranch blog to see the visuals. So I think they really like to put faces to names see kind of the landscape of which I'm talking. But really the best thing that happens when I go out and about is hearing people's stories, their own stories that are triggered by the stories that I tell. So we've received a lot of fun, just relatable stories that people, you know, they triggers their memories and it really touches them. And a lot of people get really emotional after the show because I share, you know, my memories and it triggers their memories. And that's been a really wonderful experience for me, and I hope for the people who come too. I mean, I think they make a connection every week. My loyal readers do with me, and it's nice to get out there and meet them face to face. And we really feel like we can just sit down and have coffee together. And it's really been a close knit group of people that I've met, so that's been amazing.
It's nice to have some of the same themes from the columns in a book that's just on the shelf. So. Encourage folks to do that. Now, remind everybody where your column appears. How many newspapers are around here?
Oh, man, it's across the state. It's in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot now. It hasn't been in Minot for forever, but it's there now. Dickinson and in our Watford City paper. And then I think every once in a while, it's in some other newspapers, too, depending upon, you know, what they find interesting. It's in Ag Week as well, so... You can also read it every week on my website.
There you go. There's a lot of places to get it, so you can't miss out. It is good,
yeah.
And it has been painting a picture of Watford City for a long time that is sort of different than one you'd see on the news pages or, you know, hear about in a little soundbite on the evening news. What, give me a snapshot of Watford City May 2017. Tell folks how things are.
Oh, man, it is exciting time here. I learned a really interesting stat at one of the meetings I was hosting a few months ago, the chamber meeting, that our average age is 30, 30.5 or something like that. And so I'm older than average in my hometown. And of course, there's just a lot of young families moving in, and they're bringing their kids. And so anything that you do with young people, anything you do to host families or any family fun night or any gymnastics program or any hockey, you know, they're just full to the brim. There is just young families out here swarming. So that's really exciting and refreshing and totally different than the Watford City I grew up in. So they're developing new programs and you know, filling our schools. We're talking a little bit about maybe building and having to build another elementary school. So that is very cool and totally a unique project to be working on in Watford City. The Rough Rider Center is up and running, so they're really doing a lot of family-based programming there and looking at conventions and things like that. Really gearing up for the tourist season right now because we're right on the edge of the Badlands, so we have a group that really takes care of the Mottehay Trail and really encourages people to bike and hike and really experience that. So that's really fun. And then some of our new restaurants are opening their patios, and it is like the best time to be out here. And it couldn't, I mean, I wish that summer lasted 12 months instead of 4 or 3, but yeah, everything's ready for summer here.
What of the things that frustrated you as the growing pains of getting Watford City grown from a sleepy little town of a few hundred to the thousands it's become as part of the you know, revolution of you know, the shale play and what's going on out there? You know, obviously there was growing pains, right? And they were necessary growing pains. But some people mm-hmm. like, what, seriously? Oh my gosh, how do you do that? What about that? Are you most, you know, do you most want people to know is just rear view mirror, not here, gone? If you thought that was Watford City, it's gone.
I think the one thing we have really under control right now is our traffic situation. And I think people haven't really grasped the fact that we have really safe roads here now. I mean, obviously the traffic has chilled a little bit. I mean, I have to say it definitely has. We've created a bypass around Watford City so you can, trucks can safely go to their destinations without having to cut through the middle of town like they were doing 5 years ago. And there's 4-lane all the way from Watford to Williston and passing lanes on 22 and 85. So that infrastructure and those roads road changes make a huge difference in the way that our, you know, our traffic flow functions. So that is definitely in the rearview mirror. If you're looking to make a trip out to Watford City to go to the park, or to, you know, just see what's happening here, it's safe. It's easy to get to. It's a, you know, a fast and easy trip, and that's completely changed. That's my number one thing. But then, really the housing has come up. There's a lot of places to live here now. There's more options. We still need to be working on that and developing that a little bit. But you can definitely see a place now where it's vision come to life. I don't know how to explain it any other way than that. Whereas 5 years ago, there was a lot of planning and like, maybe we will do this, maybe we won't do this. But now you can see that, you know,
in action, actually, all around.
It's in action. Yep,
yeah, absolutely. It is. It's a beautiful community. And she's right about the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. Best view in North Dakota, bar none. Great hotels to stay, restaurants. The place is wonderful. It really is. And Jesse, you do a great job of telling the story. Thanks so much. Congrats on the book and everything.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What lessons can be learned from the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? That question today for Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission.
I really believe our state and our tribes and our communities can do better. Again, this is a big bump in our road, but you know, it's the mindset. I think it goes back to the personal mindset of people, whether or not they want to, you know, have the heart, have the faith, you know, have that that value of wanting to respect one another, no matter what color, race, creed, what have you. You know, we just got to create a better way moving forward of respect, communication, understanding, forgiveness, and I really think that begins with faith, Scott. I really believe that. But again, it's something that I'm going to do all I can to lead that. And again, it's going to be very, very challenging, but it's something I'm up to.
That's Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission, as part of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
On your mind, there is a bit of breaking news today. H.R. McMaster, who is the White House National Security Advisor, is going to be speaking. This is how Washington works. Some newspaper reporter finds somebody from the Obama administration to say something bad about Trump. It's put out as breaking news. All the other news organizations freak out about it. Then we have to hear about it for a day and a half, and then somebody has to come out and actually say what happened. It's sort of what, you know, kind of this vicious circle. I call it chasing the tail. So they're busy chasing their tail today, and we'll let you know what they say, okay? The University of Mary, one of our fine sponsors today, we want to tell you about. umary.edu/MSN is a site you got to know about if you're a nurse. Because if you're a nurse, you probably became a nurse, why? You have a heart for others, right? And you may want to also grow in your skills and excel in your profession. Well, at the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand that desire you have to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and increase your lifetime earnings. And that is the key to rising in your profession, earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they want to make it possible for you to move forward and now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. That's a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run as much as $8,000 higher. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options. The University of Mary, an excellent education and an excellent value. Find out more at umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Well, we're getting, we have an important day. We have an important day today, folks, that we want to tell you about. And it is in anticipation of a celebration of 40 years of pure Scandemonium. September 27th and 30th is the 2017 North Fest Fest. And today, tickets go on sale. David Wrighton joins us. David is the president of the North Fest Fest. Welcome back to the program, Mr. Wrighton. How are you?
I'm very, very good. We're getting geared up for ticket sales tomorrow, and we're looking forward to it because starting tomorrow, it's showtime.
Showtime for the 40th. Oh, my 40th. Gosh. The 40th.
You know, where was everybody 40 years ago? And if you can remember, that means you're old.
Do you remember the first Hust Fest?
No, I was someplace else, so I didn't probably show up till about the third Hust Fest, and that was the year that broke all the records because they brought in this act from Hollywood that broke all the records for the first 2 years by the name of Myron Florin.
Oh, my.
They busted down the doors in order to see Myron, and as we say, the rest is history.
Do you remember this dream of your dad's in putting this all together and kind of what he wanted to do, his vision?
Yeah, well, we thought he was nuts. No, it was, it was one of those things. He kind of had an idea the direction he wanted to go. But I don't think, even with Myron Florin, he expected to get people like George Burns and Bob Hope and Tom Jones and Chicago and the Doobie Brothers or anything like that. And to, start out at the floor of the Minot Civic Center to using up all of the All Seasons Arena and the State Fairgrounds and encompassing five halls. They just started slowly but surely, and each year they kept building, getting more acts, different acts, better acts. And as a result, the direction he wanted to go was the vision. But like all other visionaries, you really don't know where you're going to end up. And that was the genius of him and all the people in the North Coast Fest, because they kept, well, we got to do this, let's try this. We got to move this over here. We got to try that. And it just kept building slowly and slowly and slowly. I bet you it took 15, 20 years before they finally truly hit their stride.
You mentioned the Doobie Brothers. They're back again this year. Same with the Oak Ridge Boys and a great lineup. Do these, Amy Grant, too, who's fabulous, do these entertainers develop a special bond with HustFest, I mean, where it isn't just another gig, where they actually love coming back to be with the people and perform?
Oh, you bet. Some of them have been here two or three times, but the one that I really want to talk about is the Oak Ridge Boys. They started on a main stage in the Great Hall, and then they really did well, and then we brought them back as a side stage for about 15, 20 years ago, and they still, each and every year, they'd fill that hall with fans, and they just love playing. And then they weren't here for a couple, 3 years, but the response, the people wanted to see the Oak Ridge Boys. And so we brought them back. They're on the main stage starting on Wednesday afternoon. And what they really, truly like about it, a lot of times, most entertainers are one-night gigs. They show up in the afternoon, they play in the evening, and then they all go to their hotel, and they're up at 5 o'clock the next morning. Here, the Oak Ridge Boys and a lot of these other people, like Williams and Ree and the Nelsons, they get to walk around the festival for 4 days. And they have people coming up. They get their autographs. They get their pictures. And they really, really, entertainers really like the attention, if you really didn't realize that. And so that's one of the reasons they keep coming back. We've had people like Danny O'Donnell here last year. I think it was his fourth time that he's shown up, and that's one of the reasons he does it, is he shows up early and he walks around and people just adore him.
And if somebody in our audience, I can't believe there would be anybody, but if somebody is listening saying, HustFest, North HustFest, I get some music, I do, explain what it is, because it's so much more than these entertainers who are fantastic.
The main stage acts are a bait and switch. No, it's a little much. But we get all the attention on the main stage, but it's the North America's largest Scandinavian festival. But it's something that it's family-orientated. We have food booths. We have vendors. We have crafts. We have what they call is a Viking village. We have 50 reenactors that show up literally from all over the country. And they build a village in one of the halls and outside the hall, and you can go and you can see what Vikings did 1,000 years ago. We have what we call Sami, Trumsa Hall, where Sami, there'd be the Indians of Norway, used to be called Laplanders, and they build a village there. And it's interactive. They have people that are Samis that come over and they tell you, what they do, how they did it. And it's really, really amazing about these Samis, because being the the Indians, so to speak, Native Americans of Norway and Sweden, is that they played instruments. And it sounds like if you went to a powwow in Mandan, North Dakota, or Bismarck, North Dakota, they sound alike. They come up with the same tunes and the same beat. And so you cannot tell me that, you know, Christopher Columbus or Eric the Red discovered America, because I swear to God, the Laplanders and the Samis have been coming here for hundreds of years before, you know, Europe even knew of America.
It's pretty amazing. It really is. It's something to see and behold and take in. And
it's educational. It's a lot of fun, and it's family-orientated. Bring kids, bring grandkids, and see the side stages. We have entertainment all the time on side stages. It really, truly takes 2 days to really see the Husfest at a minimum.
You mentioned the Oak Ridge Boys there, September 27th at 1. Celtic Thunder is that night at 7:30. Amy Grant's the 28th at 1. Then Jeff Dunham at night, who's hilarious. Joe Diffie is September 29th at 1. John Michael Montgomery, September 29th at 1. You have the Doobie Brothers that night, yep. 29th at 7:30. Little River Band, love them. September 30th yep. at 1. Josh Turner then, September 30th, the big act. At night, and Gary Allen.
Josh Turney and Gary Allen. We get a double header for Saturday night, and that's we think they're going to be as great as each of those are. They're going to be greater than the sum of their parts.
A little Wee Fest like.
We have what they call a pit, and you don't sit on a chair. We've taken the first 25% of the hall. And you stand, and you have a great time, and you can jump around and shout, and if you don't cause too many problems, we'll let you stay.
Knowing the crowd, I think you'll be pretty good. Now, folks, if they buy a Great Hall of the Vikings show ticket for Wednesday through Saturday, then they get a general admission for the festival access all day, too, right?
It's all day. You know, that's where we have people, you know, that have come for the first time or have questions about the Hus Festival. They want to see the main act. But then they want to see the rest of the festival. How much extra do they have to pay? No. It's vice versa. You pay for the main act. The rest of it is at no additional cost. And it's just a lot of fun to walk around. I call it the second happiest place on earth.
Absolutely. And tickets go on sale tomorrow? Tomorrow at 8 a.m., right?
Tickets go on sale at 8:01. And if you have any questions and comments or anything like that, just go to www.husfest.com. We have all the acts, everything you can sign up for, what we're highlighting this year. It's our 40th year, and we wouldn't be here 40 years if we didn't have a pretty good idea what people enjoy and what they don't enjoy.
Absolutely. You will enjoy it as someone that's been there last number of years. And I, you know, you see Williams and Ree every year. They're funny every year. It isn't like,
they're
you know.
They're funny every year. They come up with fresh stuff. And they're just a lot of fun. The Nelsons, they're just kind of a good rock and roll band. You know, they're Ricky Nelson's sons. And so it's just a lot of fun. And we have fiddlers and people like Molly B and other acts from Norway. It's educational, it's entertaining, and it's a lot of fun.
All right, and tomorrow's sitting to my day, so a good day for tickets to go on sale. I'm sure there's no accident there. And as David said, you can go to Hustfest.com, which is just Hostfest.com to get those tickets to go on sale tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Any questions, you call the office there at 701-852-2368 just to get all set and ready to go to get your tickets tomorrow. Thank you, David. Nice catching
all
up
right,
with you.
Thank you very much for having me, and we'll see everybody at the Hustfest.
We'll see you there for the 40th anniversary. Amazing. More coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and has some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592, Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell him Scott sent you.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
On your mind. The one and only Chris Berg from Point of View is here. Mr. TV Media Man, I have a question for you. You know, you can answer for all the media. I think that's only appropriate. why am I getting inundated with a story that was sourced to former administration officials, likely Obama administration officials, whom Dennis Kucinich, a Democrat, just said moments ago on Fox News Channel is egregious, ridiculous, horrible,
antics by the intel community to try and take down Donald Trump that he thinks is disgusting. And the BS meter ought to be going off on this whole story. That's consuming, as we know, Washington. Yet, we have a young man who was a staffer at the Democratic National Committee who is dead. Who is dead. Whose family says, hey, his laptop has got all this communication with WikiLeaks on it. You know, has he been killed because of the connections with WikiLeaks? I mean, this to me, if this was about the Republican National Committee or about a Republican president who lost and a staffer there, this would be a lot bigger news than all this made up stuff about Trump and the White House and telling another country about intelligence.
I just got out of a meeting having this conversation. This is an all out info war, and that's what's happening here. I mean, if you look at the Fox News 5, that's the local affiliate in D.C., when they ran the story, they ran it yesterday and said, hey, Fox News, the national brand, is going to have more of the story come Wednesday morning. So Washington Post finds this out. What happens to break Tuesday night to suck all the oxygen out of the room? This fake news story or overblown story about what took place in this meeting between Donald Trump and people from Russia. Why? Because they know that if that wasn't there, if they didn't plant that info bomb, this story would be taking care of all the airwaves, taking up all the media, and now it's getting covered up because obviously the left, the uber libs, want to go out there and continue to pound this Russia story, which, as you and I, or maybe you've already talked about in your show, but you and I talked about this morning, Julian Assange said a long time ago, I didn't get this information from Russia. Nobody wanted to believe him because no one wanted to obviously look in the mirror, which we've seen in the past in the DNC, and go, hey, wait a second, we rigged this thing, and now we've got a DNC guy that's leaking information to Assange. So it is an all-out war on President Donald Trump. It's an all-out war on your mind, my mind, and the public's mind.
That's why, folks, you need to gear up. You need to put your battle gear on here and protect your brain from what garbage gets in and what you get sucked into, and really learn to look through the pieces, because you're exactly right. Now, you said something pretty incredible. You said you believe last night's quote-unquote bombshell is designed to take away attention from this particular story.
Yes.
You think those are connected?
The cops were told in Washington, D.C., and I'm trying to get clarity on who said this, but from what I've had the conversations about and heard, is that the cops were told to stand down on this investigation. The cops were told to stand down, and all of a sudden this news comes out that, hey, wait a second, this person had contact with Julian Assange. That information was released yesterday. Then in the story, I was told that it said, hey, we're going to have more on this on Wednesday from our national Fox News channel. Well, then what happens Tuesday night? This huge hysteria about President Trump doing something that he's got every legal right to do. He's the president. He can classify, declassify, whatever he wants to do as president of the United States. And like you said earlier this morning, it's so similar to the whole idea that Washington Post ran a story about James Comey saying, hey, we need more money for the probe. We need more resources.
Not true. Not true. Yeah, and this one isn't true as well. And by the way, let's also talk about something you and I talked about a few months back, about Chuck Schumer warning Donald Trump, boy, bad idea to take on the intel community because they'll get back at you. Well, you know, look what the intel community is doing here. And that was Kucinich's point.
This is there is a deep state inside of our government. And Donald Trump right now is the person that's standing up with the, you know, plutonium spine trying to shake this thing out. And people are scared. And we and I have talked about this before. Because they're losing power. The media is losing power. The swamp is losing power. And the people in the deep state are freaking out. So you continue to see these leaks. You continue to see this storyline perpetuated, which, I don't know, have you seen on NBC, ABC, anywhere else, the story about this young man that was killed after sharing information with Julian Assange? I haven't seen it anywhere else at this point.
Ridiculous. H.R. McMaster taking his first question right now related to the this supposed leak or classified information from the Oval Office yesterday. Let's see what he says.
Today, what I'm saying is really the premise of that article is false, that in any way the president had a conversation that was inappropriate or that resulted in any kind of lapse in national security. And so I think the real issue, and I think what I'd like to see really debated more, is that our national security has been put at risk by those violating confidentiality and those releasing information to the press that could be used connected with other information available to make American citizens and others more vulnerable.
Good for him. Go after the people that are leaking this stuff. When does that investigation begin, Chris?
Well, you bring up another great point that I was talking about somebody else. When you understand the deep state, and let's be honest, what we've seen about what's been taking place here with the NSA, Obama obviously calling on different FISA warrants for different people. I saw something earlier today up on our website where reports, Scalia believed that the Supreme Court was being surveilled by Obama. There's so much dirt on so many people at this point that who wants to go out there and blow up the deep state? I don't know.
Well, Donald Trump's the perfect man for the job. That's the good thing here. But folks, just keep digging. God bless you, one and all. We got to go. Thanks, Chris. Watching tonight on Point of View.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.